social media does have benefits for teenagers, helping them learn new skills, create friendships and support systems. But it can also be challenging to navigate as a family. Star 97.7 asked pediatrician Dr. Whitney Casares, who's also an author and mom of two young girls, what she sees as the top three concerns of parents when it comes to their kids using social media.
Parents are the most concerned about who their teens are interacting with, the type of content that they're seeing, and how they're spending their time. Instagram's teen accounts were actually designed to address all three of these concerns, and these are concerns that I see day in and day out in my clinical practice as well.
Stay tuned. We'll have more about Instagram teen accounts and how you can utilize them coming up in our morning newscasts. Social media, it's a way of life, especially for teens, but it's also a concern for parents worried about what kids can be exposed and subjected to on social media. Instagram recently announced its new teen accounts. Pediatrician and mom of two, Dr. Whitney Casares, tells Star 97.7, teen accounts have built-in protections that automatically limit who can contact teens and the content they see, and also gives them ways to help manage their online time.
Teen accounts are a new experience for teens guided by parents. They have built-in protections that help to limit what type of content that teens can see, who can interact with them, but also that provide new opportunities to explore their interests.
Tens of millions of kids have automatically been placed by Instagram on teen accounts. In those accounts, anyone under 16 needs a parent's permission to make any of the settings less strict. Inappropriate content, predators, online safety, all major concerns, especially for teens and parents of teens in today's social media world. Instagram has launched teen accounts, automatically enrolling tens of millions of under 16-year-olds. Star 97.7 talked with pediatrician Dr. Whitney Casares, who's also an author, spokesperson, and mom of two young girls, and asked her about some of the built-in protections she loves most about these private accounts.
When teens have follower requests, they have to accept those followers before that person can see any of their content or can interact with them. And also, teens are placed in the most strict sensitive content control settings. That means that they're not going to be able to see age-inappropriate content in places like Reels or on the Explore page.
Dr. Casares says the accounts also have sleep mode, enabled from 10 p.m. to 7 a.m., so notifications are silenced and direct messages receive auto replies. Instagram recently launched teen accounts, automatically enrolling millions of teens under the age of 16 in those accounts that have built-in safeguards. Pediatrician Dr. Whitney Casares regularly talks to teens and parents about such issues. Star 97.7 asked Dr. Casares how parents can best navigate conversations about balanced social media use.
No parent wants the internet to be an unsafe place for their teen. And at the same time, parents want their teens to be able to interact with their friends, to have a good time, to explore their interests. And so one of the most important things that we can do as parents is to have ongoing conversations with our teens that are as open and honest as possible.
Dr. Casares says she finds when families have these conversations, teens are not only more reasonable with social media use, but safer as well. To learn more, visit Instagram.com/teen accounts.